This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. About a year ago, we heard the story of the last man on Rainy Street. As that neighborhood in downtown Austin changed from homes to bars, a man named John Contreras was the only one of the original homeowners who stayed. And he was determined to stay. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that has also changed.
Okay, so last year I spent a lot of time in my voicemail inbox. I mean, does anyone even listen to their voicemails anymore? I don't know. But someone kept leaving them for me.
Hi, Audrey. This is John Contreras.
And I couldn't stop listening.
71 Rennie Street, the last of the Mexican-American or the last of the Mohicans. Probably both.
I met John in 2018. A listener had asked KUT's AT Explained project a question. Where did the families who used to live on Rainy Street all go? You see, if you're new to Austin, Rainy was very different just 15 years ago. It wasn't full of bars and late-night food stalls. It was full of homes and families, many Mexican-American families. John lived at 71 Rainy, as he had for decades.
I'm looking at a picture of my grandfather, my grandmother, my father.
John's grandparents bought the house in the 1940s. He lived there off and on as a kid, moving in with his own family in 1989. When I knocked on John's door more than a year ago, he didn't seem all that interested in talking to me. Boy, was I wrong. John started leaving me voicemails, one after the other.
Hey, Audrey, this is John. Anyway, over here on 31 Rainy Street.
I got about 40 voicemails in 10 months.
I don't know why I like talking to you.
In these messages, John told me what it was like to be the lone holdout in a rapidly changing neighborhood. It wasn't pretty. Drunk people stumbled onto his yard, music played at all hours. But these things, John told me, you could get used to.
A lot of times, I have a hard time sleeping. No, it's not the music. I'm a musician. I'm an ex-musician, been a musician all my life.
John had traveled the country playing guitar with Tejano bands. Later, he started an appliance repair company. But now, living on a fixed income, the house at 71 Rainy was falling apart around him. The white wooden walls had slanted. The front porch that was there in the 80s was gone. Eventually, the city's code department sent John a letter saying if he didn't make repairs,
hey, shape up or ship out.
They'd start fining him. It sent him into a bit of a spiral.
I'm getting ready to leave this place and maybe I'll make some money out of it, maybe I won't. But I am the last of the Mohicans. And I guess I'm scared, you know? I always feel melancholy when I have to leave this place. This is my home.
He was sad, but also stubborn.
The consequences of living here, it's not easy. Never has been.
When John's story aired last year, I thought that was it.
But I guess it's a self-determination thing.
He was gonna stay. And usually, this is where stories about gentrification stop.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, John. This is Audrey with KUT. I got your voicemail that you left me last.
So I was surprised when in June, John put the house up for sale. The asking price, more than $2.5 million.
Eventually, it was more like timing. You know what I'm saying?
The stresses of living next to a bunch of bars, repairs John couldn't afford.
With a leaning house, you don't just, you know, fix it with a couple of nails, you know?
Plus, the bids to buy kept getting higher.
If and when I'll go whenever, you know, it's significant.
Before long, the house had sold.
So, yeah, it's a done deal, and I'm in the last few days of getting out of here. But I gotta be out of here at least by the 25th or 26th.
This was in September.
I already have a place. I'm just kind of like, I'm going to miss this old place, and I guess, you know, I'm just procrastinator. Same old Johnny, you know?
John continued to leave me voicemails this fall.
I get it.
I'm out of here. And I also, I'm okay with that.
But then...
I hate to leave this place.
John moved to an apartment in North Austin, in the same building as one of his sons and three of his grandkids.
I like that aspect, you know, of being closer to my kids and then knowing that I can help them, you know?
When John talks now about living on Rainey, he says things that surprise me.
To me, I was, like, living okay. I mean, at least I thought I was living okay, but actually I wasn't, you know? I was kind of miserable.
There was mold in the house, and when it rained, it grew. John says he was pretty sure the house was making him sick, and maybe not just physically.
I was living in my own little world, you know, cocooned. You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds incredible.
The home was protecting him, but also isolating him.
How in the world can somebody be in a cocoon on Rainey Street?
The world outside John's house was chaotic. A 30-story condo building went up across the street. Drunk people peed in his yard. To stay as long as he did...
You know, I was just... You know, okay if I lived and died there. I mean,
John often wondered, was he the crazy one or were they?
I'm maybe a fool in my own mind, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just me. Just like you. Thanks.
You know, now that I'm out of there, I like silence at night.
John says he's happy not being on Rainey, but he also never talks about leaving as a choice. He says it was inevitable. He calls it progress.
You're not going to be able to, you know, change what's going on. It's life. It's progress.
Being away from the small white house at 71 Rainey with its slanted roof and walls.
I went back. This is a few months ago.
John sees it differently now.
It's an ugly old house, and if it wasn't for memories, nobody would want to live there, you know?
The house is still standing. The buyer, who owns a bunch of bars downtown, won't tell me what he plans to do with it. But it'll likely get knocked down. John says he was told a bar will get built. Sometimes still, John gets defensive about having stayed so long.
I didn't come to Rainey Street. Rainey Street came to me.
And what people must have said about him.
Most people thought that I was the stupidest person in the world.
If you missed that, he said most people thought he was the stupidest person in the world. John's place sold for more than the asking price, more than $2.65 million. And John says he's happier now. I don't know. Sounds pretty smart to me. All right, well, thanks so much, John. I'll talk to you soon,
nope.
I'm sure.
Take care.
All right, you take care of yourself. All right,
bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
There's much more at atexplained.org. Also want to remind you that our AT Explained live show is coming up on Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. That's in just a day or so if you're listening to this right after I post it. There's still a few tickets left. You can get yours if you go to events.kut.org. We're going to have 9 brand new stories never before heard. It's going to be a great time. I really encourage you to come out and see it. AT Explained Live, January 23rd at the Hogg Auditorium on the UT campus here in Austin, Texas. Go to events.kut.org to get tickets. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largent.